player 2 has joined the game.
Hey yo, what's up everybody? Welcome to episode 352 of the two-player co- Oh, next episode's a big one. 352, 353. Yeah. Of the two-player co-op podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts here, Kevin, along with my brother from my mother, Sean.
How we doing, Derek? Hey, Derek.
Also, I am known as player 1 because he's the little brother, he's player 2. More on how I got
avert
these
your
t-shirts
eyes.
In a little bit. Yeah, it in the monitor, in the confidence monitor, he looks like he is like Ninja Turtles ooze green. My hair, wow. This is the thing. It goes from like, okay, I need a haircut, to just ridiculous. But anyways, if this is the first time you're ever seeing, hearing, or listening to us, this is the two-player co-op podcast. I didn't do this yet. Yeah. We're just about every week, except last week, two brothers get together to let you know everything you need to know about in the world of video games. That's not what I normally say.
You're out of practice.
If you like that, make sure you like the video, subscribe, share it with your friends, family, and everyone in betwixt. If you only listen on audio services, that's cool too. Just give us a thumbs up, five-star review, or whatever your service allows. If you really like us, you can go to patreon.com/twoplayercoop, where we have a lot of different benefits. But the most popular tier
is... We got a lot of different benefits for you people.
Now we're going to talk about it. The $5 producer tier is the most popular, which gets you to be able to watch.
To talk.
I am out of practice. I'm still on California time. Watch us record the podcast live on YouTube as we are doing right now. You also get a bonus episode every month, which we need to record. And you get the podcast live one day early if you missed the live recording. Yes, Sean.
We still got to do Tree Fitty, too. Tree Fitty also.
Oh, yeah. Celebration.
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration. No, it's a... Some of our patrons deserve a shout out, just like the man with the bar named after him, our patron saint, Mr. John Tingley, as well as our affiliates, Derek Bamford, James Solar. Make sure you check out James Games and more on YouTube, Sarah Solar, and Mom. James, I'm seeing you out there doing your videos, getting some good views on it. Keep it up. As well as our producers, Steve Appleton, Aunt Sue, Dustin Downs, and Chris Peralta. Make sure you check out PS Rewind on YouTube as well. Oh, that reminds me, I need to check out Chris's video about all the Resident Evil 5 drama.
I haven't watched it yet, but when I saw, I think he tweeted that he was going to make it, yeah. I'm like, yes, please. But no, I have not watched it yet.
If you like cool t-shirts and the like, not these, you can go to teespring.com/stores/2playercoop. We were off last week because...
Found a quarter.
What? So...
I don't know. It was on the ground.
Oh, just okay. I was like, did we talk about a quarter? Am I losing my mind? I was in California last week, and
California,
where to go? What does it say?
Here we come. I think.
Yeah, but what is that song?
Song.
Dr. Morty.
It was
Pitt.
From
Your Dog.
The OC.
Right.
Phantom Planet.
Really? Never heard of that. Freedom Planet. I still never played that game.
I don't know what that is.
It's the game that I've talked to you about this 100 times. That it was like inspired by Sonic. Side scrolling, fast. But you play as like a cat or a rabbit or something.
6'4 and Paul.
You're a rabbit in a hat with a bat. 6 foot ball. Before last week, I am 42 years old and a half, 42, almost in a half years
42
old.
42 years old and a half.
122 and an eighth. 122 and an eighth.
Wait, what is that from?
Ninja Turtles, delivering the pizza. Oh. And yeah, I had never been west of Texas and I'm 42 years old. The funny thing is I've been overseas, but I've gone
the other way.
Yeah, I've gone over the Atlantic. I've gone to Paris, London, Portugal. I think that's it.
So you've seen London. You've seen France. You've seen
Did you
Portugal.
Just have something come out of your underpants? No, I hit the door. Oh, okay. I thought you farted out of your underpants. So yeah, we went to California. We had a blast. We went to L.A. This is L.A.
Ain't no country club either.
We went down Santa Monica Boulevard. That was
Did you go down? Key. Over Mulholland.
I did see Mulholland Drive.
Yeah.
Was that the movie?
Wasn't that a movie? There was a movie, yeah.
Yeah. That was a weird movie, I think. Ventura
Boulevard.
Oh. I don't think I saw Ventura Boulevard. I can't remember. If I did, it didn't jump out to me that it was Ventura Boulevard. But we did the LA, the touristy thing. We went to Hollywood, always up to no good. Oh my God, I went to the Madame Tussauds, however you say her name.
I think it's Tussaud, or not Tussaud.
That is the wax museum. And it's so weird. I'm going through my pictures to be like, okay, what did I do on this trip? Wax museums, it's the first time I've ever been to one. They freak me out. They range from like holy crap to holy crap. Like
yeah,
Brad Pitt looked just like him. Taylor looked pretty much like her.
I feel like that one is, even though the one I went to was also Madame Tussauds, I feel like this is like the, I feel like they get all of like the prime.
Correct.
Like when they make one, they're like, we nailed it, send that to LA. And the, well, the other ones they make that aren't so good, they're like, that one can go to
Amsterdam.
Wherever, Amsterdam.
Morgan Freeman, Jim Carrey looked fantastic. I took a selfie with Rock. He's huge. Who else? J-Lo. Shakira. Justin Timberlake had one. I was like, I didn't think he'd be big enough to have... Oh, I haven't even listened to the album. Yeah, and it's freaking me out. What were you going to say?
I went once in Amsterdam. Luckily, immediately after that was when we decided to partake in the
brownies
and other sweet treats.
I can't imagine doing that and then going to the wax museum.
It was creepy enough being
out,
of sound mind and body, but yeah.
But yeah, so we stayed in Santa Monica for a couple days. Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Driving around LA, I put it in the Discord. Jess at some point was getting annoyed with me because I just kept bringing up how crazy everything is. I'm like, I've driven here a million
this
times.
This is where I shut down that helicopter.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, at one point I pointed, I was like, oh, that's the Maze Bank building. Wait, no, that's in the game. It's some kind of a bank building, though, because there's that. Santa Monica Pier, it was so eerie being on there. Like, everything is exactly the same. I went down, like, I texted Sean. I was like, oh, my God. I turned onto this road where I was, as soon as I turned onto it, I told Jess, I was like, oh my God, here's what's going to happen. We're going to go down this hill. At the end, it's going to slightly curve to the left, and we're going to then be able to merge into this highway, which is actually the Pacific Coast Highway. I didn't realize that in the game. We're going to merge into a highway that's going to go right next to the ocean. And we drive down. I'm like, this is
now in the
that's
game,
the way you go to go up to Fort
the
Zancudo
ramp
and
where you
stuff.
Can fly into Zancudo, yeah. Where if you go off road and you yeah okay, I thought that's what you're talking about.
There was no Fort Zancudo that I could see in LA, but it was so weird. Like, there's so many things that I saw, and I was just like, this is GTA 5. It's so weird. Like, they didn't recreate the city one to one, but they did a pretty damn good job.
Okay, so let me ask you.
Yes.
So until I met my wife, I had never been to California either. Also never west of Texas. And it had always kind of intimidated me. More LA than anything. Like, I don't know if I belong in LA. Like, I feel like I'm just gonna stand out, and who are all these like beautiful people driving their Ferraris? Like, and I did not get that at all in San Diego. But San Diego's just was a
so
mini,
chill. Yeah.
But like, did you get any of that in LA, or like, nah, this is it's just another city.
This is LA? No, it was. There was a lot of ugly people walking around and fat people, and I saw a few sports cars. I saw a few Bentleys. Saw a few Lamborghinis. I think I saw maybe one Ferrari. We drove by a Ferrari dealership. I saw that.
You didn't test drive any?
No. Oh, they had on Hollywood Boulevard, like with the Walk of Stars, the Walk of Fame and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They had a Ferrari there. It's like, rent this car, drive it for $109 for 1 hour. And I was like, no, I'll be too afraid to do it. Like, if I could have No traffic?
Like, sure. I'll go once around the block. $50, let me go around the block once and I'm done.
But that was another thing that I was scared to death of, was what the traffic was going to be like. It wasn't that bad. I mean, it was busy.
Yeah.
But, like, it's scarier driving on 240 here in Memphis. Like,
240 is pretty scary.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was great. And then we went to Universal Studios. Did I send you this one? No. Me and Snoop, I'm giving the West Side. And then we went to Universal Studios, and I went to Super Nintendo World. And I sent a video to Sean, and then I sent it to the Discord. When I walked in there, and Jess paid like to get into the park early. You pay a little bit of extra because we wanted to go do the Mario Kart ride that's supposed to be the best thing at the Nintendo World. So you got to walk through like all of Universal Studios to get to where Super Nintendo World is. But you can start to see it from far away. But when you walk in, and it's like you're walking through this tunnel, and then as it opens up, it was like, I felt like I was in like an establishing shot of the Mario movie or something. When he wakes up in the Mushroom Kingdom, you know, where it's just like you walk out and then there's just this world.
And it just like opens up. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'm in the Mushroom Kingdom. This is so freaking cool. It was awesome. The Mario Kart ride was a lot of fun. They incorporated.
Yeah. So what do you do? Rainbow like, Road. I feel like I would just be like, oh, this is so cool. But like, what do you do in Super Nintendo World?
We only
like rides and attractions. Like, what is there to like do other than just like look around and just, this is awesome.
We only did. Oh, and they also had, I'm going through my pictures. Like I said, they had the Simpsons World thing there.
Yeah.
There was a Mario Kart ride that we did first, and it was like AR. Like you had you had these goggles on and stuff. I took some.
Were you driving, or it's like you don't move and it's a screen? Move. Okay, so it's not like go karts. It's like closer to a roll, not even a roller. It's like a virtual roller coaster, like that kind of thing, where you sit and like it like moves you, but you're not really moving. Was it that kind of thing, or were you physically moving around?
Moving, and there was screens and stuff,
but you weren't in control.
No.
Okay.
And then it ends. But you actually, I can't remember if I did move or not. I think you moved.
I think it moved.
I'm so tired. I'm still on California time. We didn't get back until Monday. Well, actually, it ended up being Tuesday morning at 2:30 a.m. So I'm on no sleep. Oh, Mario, yeah. Okay. In your goggles, there was like AR stuff. And what you would do is, it was like you're on Team Bowser, there's Team Bowser, and then you're obviously Team Mario. And you're going through like a Mario Kart thing. Like you can shoot, you can shoot shells, you can pick up coins, and you want to get as many coins as you can.
So it's interactive.
Yes.
Huh.
And it ends, of course, on Rainbow Road. And when happened, me and the boy, we're just like, oh my God! Because it was awesome. But like you go in, like, just look at some of these, like, the Thwomp, as Colin would say, Thwomp. There's this Bowser statue inside his castle. I took some pictures when I was inside Bowser's castle. That's awesome. Hey, Mario, I challenge you to a race. Come to my castle and don't chicken out. Gwahaha. And he's got a portrait of himself, of course. This was, like, the lab where they make,
in line?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like something you walk through while you're in line.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect setup. This is where they make the Mecha Koopas and the Bullet Bills and all that stuff. His throne with a picture of Daisy. I don't even know what the... Oh, that was showing how they make... Oh, yeah, and then here, just I did like a little video when they were explaining everything to us about how the ride works and everything. I guess Yoshi, when he's in Mario Kart, he wears a suit of himself. So I thought that was funny.
Looking at? I don't even, is that?
It's his body.
But like, is that?
It's like the racing suit, Yoshi style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then there's that. And then you put goggles that attach to the front, and then you go through it. Oh, yeah, and we went on a tour at Universal Studios also of the actual studios. That's the ship from, I was trying to take pictures as I could, but we were so close to everything. It's hard to tell what everything is, but that's the ship from the end of Jurassic Park 3. And the Spinosaurus and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the camper from The Lost World that goes over the cliff. That's where the pterodactyls broke out of in Jurassic Park 3. It's like, these are the actual things. This is the...
I'd be like, do you have anything from the first Jurassic Park?
They do. This is the Lost World. Remember at the, when they first get to the island and the bad guys are roping that big Pachycephalosaurus or whatever it was? We got to see Jaws. There was this video of Jaws.
Did you need a bigger boat?
We did. And then you go like here and the... Da-dun, 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 da-dun. And I'm like, okay, what's going to happen? And it's like... And it's like, oh no, they're shooting at the shark. And then like all this, it was just so cool. And then here comes the shark.
It's like Blarg.
We did the Jurassic Park ride. Just
That's fantastic.
Eliza was scared to death. Oh, we took pictures of this lady because there's like at the Simpsons World, you could get this donut that was literally maybe not 12 inches, maybe like 9 or 10 inches diameter. And I was like, we tried to take a picture of it for mom to show her. And then like,
she's just eating the whole thing herself.
Yep. But mom, of course, would have loved it. And then Jess was like, no, those pictures aren't good enough. Hey, I'm going to pretend to take a picture of you to try to get a picture of the donut. And I look very annoyed. And you can kind of see how big it is, but not really. Oh, it was so much fun. What else? Casey got to meet Spider-Man.
Which Spidey?
Tom Holland.
Like No Way Home. Or, yeah, first one. Homecoming Spidey.
Yeah. Eliza got to meet Elsa. She loved that. Oh, my God. The amount of steps and miles I walked was just ridiculous. Oh, yeah. And then we did... Then we did Disney. And this was us on Space Mountain. And Casey is just like... He did... To be fair, he said he had a stomach ache when he got on. But then we did Rise of the Resistance. Well, you did Rise of the Resistance, so I don't need to explain to you, but it was just so cool.
I wonder if they're identical.
Oh, no,
identical.
This was the Millennium Falcon ride.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. Oh, wait, is that the...
So here's Chewie. Here's the Falcon. There's the where they played the chess game. I'm walking through, and I was just like... This makes me love Star Wars again. It makes you forget about the shittiness. And then, yeah, we, wait. So where did you do Rise of the Resistance? I thought it was only in California.
No, it's in Florida.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. So we did Rise of the Resistance. Oh my God, it was so freaking cool. I was taking. They tell you not.
It
to
is
take
the
pictures.
Coolest. Like. I was watching it with Kira to show her because I basically videoed the whole ride.
Yeah.
Screw him. And like, I forget just how crazy, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, technology wise, it's not that big of a deal, but like you're moving along by these
look at this
windows. Yeah. You're moving past these windows that are really just screens, but they sync up perfectly to you moving to where it looks 3D and it looks like you're literally looking out them, but it's just a screen that moves only when your vehicle move, and it's just so like seamless.
Did you
like,
move through a thing like and go into elevators and drop and stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Well, did it go to the thing where like you move outside and you're looking and you see and like the other capsules, whatever, like drops? You're like, oh,
oh
God.
Yeah, and then you're like, yeah. And like there was like we at one part. Oh yeah, and then like the First Order, like not like the bad guy that lady, like whatever, the guy, like one of the First Order security guards or whatever, broke character because he was full in character, like doing the march, like the Hitler march and all this stuff, and this little girl older than Eliza was just scared, and he's like, hey, I'm just it's all pretend, don't worry, and then so Noah's let no. Something funny, sir? And I was like, oh shit. And I was like, no, sir, it's not funny.
Did they have the stormtroopers out and about, like, accosting people?
No.
So they did this thing. I'm sure they always do it, but, like, they don't talk. They all have, like, the stereotypical stormtrooper voice. And I'm sure they have controls, and they only have, like, they have, like, canned statements that's like, what are you doing here? Where are your papers? All that kind of stuff. But, like, I remember walking, and one of them, like, I think I was like, oh, this is so cool. And he got right in my face, and, yeah, he said something like that. I was like, oh, God. I'm like, I don't really know what to do right now.
But then the guy, so he told Noah that, and then he looks at me, and he's like, do you know who this person is? And I was, like, trying to get in character, and I froze. I was like, he's like, what's his name? I was like, that's Lieutenant Noah, sir. He said, you just sold him out that easily. You're despicable. I was like, shit. Oh, yeah, and then I got to meet James Jones on the flight back home, which was awesome.
Did you go to the...
We did California Adventure and Disney. We walked by the cantina. We didn't go in. I didn't get an In-N-Out burger.
You didn't buy a real lightsaber?
No, I saw... I almost bought a $450 Captain America shield. Well, I didn't because Jess never would have let me, but...
Was it something you could, like... Did you get to, like,
it? Was all behind glass. Okay. No.
I wonder, like, how heavy it is.
But you could look... I could look at the glass enough to kind of, like... I could get behind it, and I could see that it did have...
Had, like, the leather the straps. Leather
straps and everything. Remember when you had this... freaking hole. He's just like, I don't care.
I can do this all day.
I know. And yeah, it was fantastic. We did California Adventure, was a lot of fun. We oh, that's all right.
So you kind of zoomed past Disney World proper, Disneyland outside of Galaxy's Edge. What did you think?
We did it was awesome. The first thing I noticed that was funny, though, the castle there is pretty damn small. It ain't the castle that's in Florida.
It's a lot smaller there. Yeah.
It was really cool. It was not horribly busy. Now, there were some, like, we ended up doing the Genie Pass or whatever it's called for California Adventure and for Disneyland proper.
Where you, like, skip the lines and stuff?
Kind of. Like, you can schedule a time. Or is that, you have to, like,
yeah, you schedule, I want to go on this ride.
But then you go into the lightning lane or whatever it's called.
And you still
wait.
But
there's no guarantee. But a lot of times it was, like, 5 to 10 minutes. There were some ride, and you can only schedule one at a time. So we would have to strategize, like, do we want to wait in this line?
Do you get so many rides? Or if you can schedule it, you can do it.
If you can schedule it, you can do it, yeah.
So if you go on a ride and it was awesome, you're like, let me see. Oh, yeah, I can go again in 20 minutes. You can
only do it once.
So you can't repeat
rides. You can
do it
one per ride.
Okay.
Yeah. The lines were not that bad. It was not as busy as I thought it would be. I mean, I guess because we went on a random...
Wednesday, Thursday, Monday. Something?
No, it was Saturday and Sunday. That's why I was terrified. But it didn't end up being that bad. Universal wasn't that bad either. Space Mountain was awesome. We did the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. And I don't know if Captain Jack Sparrow always looked like that, and then Johnny Depp just looked exactly like him, or if they changed in the ride, if they changed Captain Jack Sparrow to just look like Johnny Depp.
I assume it's that.
Yeah. Those animatronics, it's old as hell. They're freaking me out, man. yeah, it was like, and the way some of their faces looked, it was crazy. Splash Mountain is gone. I forget what it was. Something was racist. I can't remember what. I thought that was
It's a Small World.
No, It's a Small World was still open.
No, I thought that was the racist one.
No, apparently it was Splash Mountain. I don't remember what it was.
But like, it's just gone, or...
They moved it to Japan because I guess Japanese people don't care about racism.
So it's literally gone. Yeah. They're not, like, rebranding it or something.
And gone from Florida also, yeah. I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah.
So they didn't really have water rides. We did a bobsled roller coaster thing that was super cool.
There's not even a sled. It's just Bob.
Yeah, it was awesome. And California, like, Rasan asked me, he's like, so did California Adventure suck? I'm like, no. It's a great theme park.
Now, what is California Adventure? Is that the water park of Universal?
No, it's...
Or is it something totally separate?
It's part two of Disney.
Oh. Huh, okay.
And that was, oh my God, I'm drawing a blank at what... Captain Jack was never a character in the ride until years after the movies. Oh! Well, there you go. So that answers that. It is all, honestly, it's all such a blur. Especially those three, the 3 days in a row that we went to those three parks. I ended up, the last day we were there, when we did Disneyland and we got back to the hotel like midnight or something, I'd walked 22,000 steps for over 10 miles. And it was just, I was just like dying. I bought a knee brace because I was like, my knee is swelling up. I told mom, asked, how's your knee? Because I've been having issues with my knee. And I was like, it's fine. I was like, I bought icy hot patches and a knee compression sleeve and everything. Tokyo Disneyland is not owned by Disney and they don't give an F. How is it Tokyo? What? How is it Disney?
That's weird.
That is weird. But yeah, those three parks, just everything blurs together. Like I can, it's hard to remember what was where and what rides I did and didn't do.
So is California Adventure just like a theme park? Do yeah. they have any like you know, Six Flags has all the Looney Tunes stuff. Like is this
they
like
they had Disney stuff?
Oh, it's still they still Disney had Disney theme.
It's Disneyland California Adventure. I feel like California. I feel like it wasn't always that. I feel like it used to just be California Adventure because I've heard of it.
Disney before. Just like bought it. And we're like, we'll
yeah,
put some Mickey Mouse's around.
Exactly. And, but yeah, we just like we would eat lunch. We were going nonstop to try to do as much as we could. And that was one of the I thought for sure I was going to get to an In-N-Out Burger because I didn't real I wasn't thinking that like we're going to do everything
it's not
we can.
That great.
I know, but I wanted to at least try I could say yeah, Five Guys is better.
It's yeah, you'll wait an hour for a burger that's I mean, if you go like
at
prime time, yeah. you will wait probably an hour. And yeah, it's I mean, it's comparable to Five Guys. I don't know. It's hard to say if it's better or worse. I feel like the experience kind of ruins it. If I could have a Five Guys burger in 5 minutes or an In-N-Out burger in an hour, I'm taking Five Guys. Yeah. If I could have them both within about 5 minutes, I don't know. They're similar enough that I wouldn't care.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a blast. The only thing that sucked was so flying there, we went Memphis to Dallas to LAX. LAX wasn't that bad either. Oh my God. When we flew back Monday, our flight left at like 4:20, I think. We got to the airport at like 2 o'clock after we dropped off the rental car and I was just like freaking out. I was like, we're not going to have enough time. We get in there and we get to the American section. I'm like, what are you here? Okay. And then they let us, you could check extra bags for free. I was like, okay. So, cause we did our two big suitcases and then we had two small carry-on suitcases and we all had backpacks just trying to get everything to fit and be under the weight limit and all that, blah, blah, blah. But then we were able to check on the way back the two smaller suitcases so I didn't have to worry dragging them around and then making sure there's room up top and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, okay, so it's not busy here at the ticketing part, but oh
security.
My God, security's going to suck. There was no one in front of us.
Weird.
Now, unfortunately, Jess forgot that she had her water bottle had water in it when she put it through the machine. So that took another like 15 minutes, but it was easy to get through. The only problem was we flew back through Phoenix. So we went LA to Phoenix to Memphis, but our Phoenix to Memphis flight, wife and I are going to, I can't see it, to Tokyo Disneyland in 2026. Sweet.
Oh, wow.
We went, LA to Phoenix to Memphis. Our flight from Phoenix to Memphis was delayed for like an hour and a half. Because our plane was coming from San Fran to it had gone Phoenix to San Fran, back to Phoenix, and then we were going to take it to Memphis. SFO was just completely backed up, so it took forever to leave there. Then when we finally left about an hour and a half later, we were already supposed to land like right at midnight, and now we're pushing it. Or no, I think it was about an hour delay. So we finally get on the plane. We board. I get to meet James Jones. So that made it. That was cool. The old Green Bay Packers wide receiver. Now he works for Fox Sports. Dad's text was so funny. Like, you're telling me. but because.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if that was getting on a plane or off a plane. That was off?
That was getting on.
Oh, that was getting on.
Because I was just like turned around. And I was talking to Jess and I was like.
Isn't that the worst when you see somebody? You're like, that's somebody famous. But like,
but I
how
knew,
do I?
I exactly knew who I thought I was like, and Jess, and then all of a sudden I pull up my phone. I'm like, okay, James Jones. Jess is like, what are you doing? Did you see somebody? I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's James Jones. He used to be a wide receiver. Now he works on Fox Sports. And he was right behind us in line. So I was finally like, once I looked it up and I saw his picture, and I looked at him, and I was like,
he wasn't flying first class with priority boarding.
He was actually two seats ahead of us. Yeah. I mean, two rows ahead of us. Because it looked like him, but then I saw his arm. I looked down at his arms, and they were like freaking like Hulk Hogan pythons. I was like, wow, okay, that dude's jacked. That's
was he definitely there? James Jones. I'm trying to think of when he was. He did he win the Super Bowl with Rodgers? Yeah. Okay,
he was 89. I think he wore number 89.
Sounds right.
But I got to meet him. That was super cool. The whole trip was awesome. Oh, that I never finished the story. So we left an hour late, but I was like, it's fine because now we're going east, so we're going like with the jet stream, so we're gonna make up time. Nah, man. There was so much. Well, you probably know. Did you lose power or anything Monday night? When all the storms came through?
Oh, no.
So because all these storms were coming through, we couldn't, like, they said when we got up to cruising altitude and stuff, they're like, yeah, we think we're going to have a smooth flight, but that's because we're going to basically, we're not going to push it and get to where the storms are. We're going to try to stay back of everything. So because of that, we couldn't make up any time. We landed at, like, whatever it was, 1:15 or something. We got back to
the
house.
Did everybody go to school the next day?
2:15. I didn't wake them up till... what was it, about 8:30. I let him sleep till, so they got like 6 hours of sleep. I went to bed at 2:30 and woke up at 6. But I was still on California time, so my body thought I went to bed at 12:30 and woke up at 4. So it's like, not only did I only get 3.5 hours of sleep, I also am still thinking I'm 2 hours behind.
Right.
So I have to stay up longer to get to bed, you know what I mean? So I didn't know if we were going to do any podcast this week, but I was finally like, you know what? I want a podcast. It's been too long. And that was my California trip. It was awesome.
Sounds fun.
Highly recommend. So yeah. Oh God. Sean, do you have any witty banter?
Not really.
Oh yeah. And I bought these shirts at Super Nintendo World, obviously. And the other reason I like these, obviously it's just like an obvious font. The font, but that's what our first logo was in this font. Do you remember that before we did the
Metal Gear just black
logo?
It was literally just that
black
font
screen with white saying two player co-op. And I think we had 3 exclamation points for some reason. But yeah, that's what right. Were you going
to say? I was going to say, we bought tickets to go see Newfound Glory again in
where?
Nashville, September.
Did you go to Nashville already for the other thing?
That was last year. Oh, that was like in the fall. We went to
Okay, so it wasn't that
two long. Concerts about a month apart.
Yeah. Okay.
Like August and September, I think. So they're back there in September. It's the 20th anniversary of Catalyst. So they're basically just playing that whole album.
Oh, 04. Yeah. Wow.
So that'll be fun. It's the day before Labor Day, so we have the next day off. So I'm like, hey, we don't have to take, it's a Sunday night, but yeah, we have Monday off, so whatever. But I got to make sure we can't draft that Sunday.
Oh, right.
Because I feel like we usually do it right around there, like the Sunday, like the day before Labor Day. So maybe we can do it Saturday or something, but
yeah,
whatever. But yeah, I don't know. That's all I've really been doing.
So yeah, the last podcast we did was a spoiler cast for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Obviously, we're not going to spoil anything here. I have not played anything since that because I've been out. I mean, I played my stupid Match 3 games on my phone when we were traveling. But I haven't played anything. But this is my first time talking about... this is our first time talking about it, not on the spoiler cast. So I just want to reiterate what I said there. This game was special. It's what I thought about the first game, too. I don't feel it as much about this one because it was when everything happened in the first one and we finally realized what was going on, I was like, holy shit, are you kidding me? This game, though, is fantastic. I love it.
I still go back and forth between... I think it's so cool what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But part of me is almost like, I kind of almost wish they wouldn't just redo it. Just remake it. You don't need to reinvent it. Just remake it. I think that would have been... I mean, and it's not like they've changed that much. It follows that part of the game. You go here, you go there, you go there, you go here, you talk to this person. Like, it follows it pretty closely, but part of me wishes they would have just left it alone, but yeah, it's still awesome.
The funny thing, so that video you told me to watch...
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, I'll watch this on the plane. So I've got YouTube Premium, so I was able to download it. And I was like, okay, cool, I'll watch it on the plane. as I'm watching it, I was like, okay, yep, I remember watching this. Okay, I must have, in my mind, I'm like, I started watching this in the hotel and now I'm finishing watching. I got to the end of the video when they're talking about the, you know, when he says, don't look up. And mm-hmm. I was like, wait a minute. No, when I was watching all spoiler stuff, I watched this already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I was like, that's why this seems familiar, is because I already watched this. But yes, that guy did a fantastic job explaining everything. It makes sense about the, like, 1 foot in here and there, kind of. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's, I think the game, so well done. Oh, did you see they did a patch?
Yeah.
Have you been playing it more?
I've been playing, so I went, okay. So when you beat it, you can go and do chapter select.
Right.
I randomly picked the second to last chapter because I'm like, that's a good spot where I can just do everything. Because I don't remember if I picked the last chapter, I'm like, does that put me somewhere where I can't get out?
It or does,
so I'm like, yeah, let me go back one.
Oh, yeah, because you can fast travel anywhere at that point. Yeah.
So I'm like, I've got access to everywhere. Let's just start cleaning stuff up. So I 100%ed the grasslands to include Queen's Blood.
Wow.
Then every place after that, I 100%ed Junon minus Queen's Blood. 100%ed. I don't think any of this is getting into spoilers. If you know anything about the game, none of this is spoilery. Corel, Gungaga, and then most recently, Cosmo Canyon minus Queen's Blood.
Even stupid floating BS crap. They don't let you change the controls to invert, right?
That's what it was. That's what the latest patch did. It made it so that, yes. So, yeah.
Because I was like, I don't invert anything except flight. And the fact that I have to, if I want Yuffie to go down, I have to push down, makes no sense.
Yes. So, yeah, that's at least one thing that the patch fixed. I haven't gone to, oh, that's not true. I didn't 100% Corel, because I'm missing two side quests there, which you have to get from Gold Saucer. Okay. I fast travel to Gold Saucer, and I forgot that it immediately puts you into, like, storyline. Like, fast travel is deactivated. I'm like, And ever since then, I'm like, I don't know. I kind of think I'm done.
Wait a minute. You went to that chapter?
I went to that chapter.
Oh, okay.
I went to that chapter and I've been doing everything, but there's two side quests that I had to get from the notice board in Gold Saucer. Okay. So when I fast traveled there, it put me into, like,
even though you're in the end game?
But I'm not, because I went to chapter.
You went to the chapter. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it nothing is broken. I mean, there's no reason I can't just beat it. And that's honestly, I think I also picked that chapter because it's one of the shorter ones. There's not a whole lot going on, but I'm like, I'm not ready to. That's where I'm at. I'm like, I don't feel like doing this, so I haven't done anything yet. So I got to do those two side quests, assuming it'll even let me. I don't remember. Maybe I only have to do a little bit before it'll be like, okay, you can fast travel again. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I mean, but there is one. I have toyed with the idea of getting the platinum. However, I'm almost level 70, which I think is the cap, because there's a trophy for getting to level 70. Okay. So I assume that's the cap. No cap. But
Jesus, you're so white.
What was I going to say? Oh, I'm wondering, because I'm getting the hang of the controls and the play style and all that, which you would expect being 78, whatever, however many hours I am into it. I'm like, I could probably beat it on hard. I don't think that's the worst part. The worst part is, you literally have to do everything. And it's not just
you
collect everything.
You have to 100% the game yourself.
There's all these things. If you remember during the game, there might be things like in the beach.
Yeah.
Costa del Sol.
Yeah.
You had to do like the pirate shooting game and that kind of stuff. And then you're done with it and then it'll pop up. By the way, now there's hard versions of this you can play. There's at one point in the game, after you beat a side quest, you get access to, I'll call it like a museum kind of thing, where it's like, a list of, I think it's over 100 things that you get little collectibles. Think of Final Fantasy 16. Remember how you had to get all those collectibles that...
But it's like for that. Those, you just had to do certain side quests, I think.
Yeah. This is like... I'm almost positive there's probably one for go back to the pirate shooting game and get a perfect score on hard. It's like all that kind of stuff. And there's a whole bunch of those. I'm sure some of them are getting perfect scores on the stupid floaty chocobo thing in Cosmo Canyon. So that's where I'm like, I don't know if I'm done, but I can almost guarantee you I'm not going to do all that.
Yeah.
And so I can't get the platinum. Right. I could see getting every trophy but that. But if I'm not going to do that, I'm kind of like, I'm not going to waste time on the other stuff. But I do kind of want to see some of the other optional. Like, there's been some cool stuff from the things you need to find in each area, the proto relics or whatever. There's some cool stuff.
I still haven't done any of those. I do need to go back and play some.
There's some fun stuff. Like, I don't think I'm done with the game. Like, I still want to go to Nibelheim, and because I pretty much mainlined that whole area. I didn't do any of the side quests.
I made a beeline. Yeah.
So I'm still kind of making my way through, but once I got locked into the storyline again, I'm like, I need a break now. Anything else you want to say about it?
Have you played something else?
Yeah, but nothing big.
I just want to say that, yeah, I loved this game. Oh, that's why I asked about the, if you heard about the patch, but apparently, so they patched. I heard a lot of people, apparently a lot of people are pissed off at the performance mode in this because they say it doesn't look good.
I put it on fidelity and I didn't like it the not 30, being 60. Yeah. So I went to performance. I'm like, this looks the same.
I thought it looked
fantastic. I had some pop in here and there, but like, who cares? Other than that, I thought it looked, I could hardly tell a difference.
I know.
Like,
I don't get it. And
I'm like, what are you people looking at? And how big and good of a TV do you have? Like the wall TV that's like 8K and like, I can see pixels that here. Money. Like, I don't understand what they're seeing.
And especially when I think back, I keep forgetting to say it. What the patch did was inside of performance mode, it added a couple of graphics options inside a performance mode. I guess
like turn this off, turn that off, kind of thing.
Like this sharp or like focus on this or something. But then you think back to Final Fantasy 16, as much as I freaking love that game, and almost any other year where Zelda didn't come out, it would have been my game of the year. Do you remember that performance mode was way worse than Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth? That chugged when you're just walking, not chugged, but it had issues when you're just walking around the world. I think I remember you saying that.
I never had issues, but I remember
when you're in fights, it's smooth as butter, but when you're walking around the world, that's when you would get some like dips in frame rate and stuff. So I don't know what people were expecting with Rebirth. It's just, it's the popular thing, so people want to hate on it, even if they're supposed to like it. I don't know. What were you going to say?
I wanted to say this on our spoiler-free mini review of it, and I forgot. And then during the spoiler cast, I think before we started recording, I said, I've got one thing I want to mention that's kind of nitpicky that I forgot to mention in the other thing, so and I'll say it, and I forgot it again. All it was, I'm curious if you had it, and I have this on a lot of games, and unless it was fixed with the patch, I wish I could have just turned it off, but I couldn't. The HDR stuff. If you're going into like an indoor area or a cave or something, it is just pitch black until you're like 20 feet in, and then all of a sudden you can see everything.
Because it like simulates your eyes adjusting or something.
But I've had this revelation where I don't understand. I feel like a lot of video games do this thing where they're trying to, whether it's the HDR stuff or like the lens flare, it's like they're trying to make it look as real as possible, as if you are watching a video of real life.
Mm-hmm.
Because a camera would have lens flare. I don't need to see lens flare. I'm not playing this game pretending I'm watching somebody recording it. I'm playing the game as if it's just me watching them. When you're just walking outside, you don't have lens flare. I don't need lens flare in my game.
Yeah,
I don't need all this weird HDR, super dark and super bright stuff. Like, I wish I could just turn... I turn HDR off on a lot of games for that very reason. And you couldn't... There's the sliders. I feel like they did nothing.
Yeah.
I wish I could have turned HDR off on this. That was my nitpicky thing, but...
No, I didn't really. I definitely noticed that sometimes when you would go into a dark cave or something, that it would just be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And once everything adjusts, it looks pretty good. Yeah. But like, I hate just going into this dark cave, not being able to see everything until I'm like 20 feet in. Then all of a sudden it's like, ooh, somebody turned the lights on. And, right. But yeah, that was all.
The game's fantastic. It is definitely my game of the year so far. And I think it will end up being it, but who knows? I mean, I don't even know what I want to play next because I'm not going to play Dragon's Dogma 2. The more I've looked into
it, I don't think
game,
I am too either.
It is so... What? I don't think I am too either. Is that what you said? Are you jet lagged?
I'm just tired in general.
It's so hardcore and it's so weird. And like the pawn system and
they don't
really
that.
Tell you where to go. Like, I'm like, I don't think I want to play it. Like, I think
the next game
I want to play is Thousand Year Door.
Exactly. And then after that,
well, then it's the Elden. What's on the burger?
Oh, then plus we've got
DLC,
and I don't remember the dates, but at some point we've got the Leviathan DLC for Final Fantasy 16.
Well, if you want to skip ahead to
okay.
The
I figure it's on here somewhere.
It is April 14th, I think.
Okay.
Something like that. It's,
so yeah, I mean, I'm stoked for Thousand Year Door.
I am too.
That's another game. There's not a crazy amount of like optional stuff, but there's some good optional stuff.
Okay.
I plan on 100%ing it just because it's fun.
Yeah.
But it's not a huge game either. Like,
okay.
I could probably 100% that game in 15, 20 hours. I don't know. I'm trying to think back. It's not that big.
I've got to find where the hell my kids put my pro controller. Remember we were trying to find it when we were playing through Mario Wonder? Yeah, I got to find it. I have not seen my pro controller in forever.
Really?
And usually it's either here because we're using it or it's downstairs on the green thing and it's not there.
Whoa.
What?
I said, whoa.
Whoa.
Only other thing I played, which I just randomly started playing yesterday because I'm like, I'm done with Final Fantasy. Let's check PS Plus. I randomly downloaded and played Hello Neighbor 2. I had played the original briefly on one of the, when we did the Extra Life thing at whoever's house that was, apartment over
Paul's,
by. Yeah, I think it was Paul's
their
place.
Brother, their other brother.
And it seemed kind of cool.
Isn't it like a horror game or something?
Kinda, it's you're sneaking around. You got to get into the people's houses and like look for clues and solve puzzles. But they're chasing you the whole. It's basically like Resident Evil 7, the beginning of Resident Evil 7, kind of.
The Knicks beat the Raptors 145-101.
Holy crap!
Hell yeah!
I don't know. It's just kind of a fun. Kira was getting into it.
Really?
She was telling me like where to go, but she kept getting scared whenever they would like find you and like they're like in your face and then they throw you out and you're like, okay, but you just go right back in. It was kind of fun, but I think I'm kind of done with it. But yeah, I feel like right now I'm just kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel. Like there's nothing, I looked at Sifu for a little bit and I'm like, I don't want to do that right now. Someday I do want to play it, but like. Oh, yeah.
Was that PS Plus or was that like PS Plus Extra or something?
It was the monthly game, I think. Yeah.
I hope I redeemed that. Is it still available?
Yeah, okay. You should have another week.
Skipping ahead. The PS Plus for April has a game I do want to try out.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Because Colin, he's like, this game should have... He loves that game. And he's like, it's a shame that it just... died. Like,
really?
EA didn't support it very much. They didn't really market it, and he loves it, but I think it's like a 70 on Metacritic, which is what I kind of figured it would be, but I'll try it out. It looks fun. James is not here at the podcast because he's playing Helldivers 2. Good for you, James.
I see how it is.
So yeah, that's it. I mean, not for the podcast. Sean, you want to get the news of the last, I don't know, few weeks?
Let's do it.
All right, Sean, I feel like, I don't know if we have talked more this year about the Switch 2 / Super Switch or the PS5 Pro, but over the past couple weeks when we were off, we got a lot more details about the PS5 Pro, which is obviously real at this point. I wish they would just announce it. This comes from Insider Gaming. Insider Gaming can confirm that the leaked PS5 Pro specs leaked earlier today, whenever that day was, are real, and the PlayStation 5 Pro is tentatively targeting a 2024 holiday release. Speaking with sources who wish to remain anonymous...
anonymous? What was... Oh, nemesis.
anonymous because they were not authorized to talk about company plans. Duh. We can confirm that the leaked documentation from YouTube channel Moore's Law is Dead is real, despite the criticism of the leaker and the leaked specs. Insider Gaming can confirm that the documentation is from a PlayStation developer portal, which was sent out this week to wider band of third-party developers. In early 2023, we reported via Key to Gaming that the PS5 Pro is under the code name Trinity and will be targeting improved and consistent FPS at 4K resolution, a new performance mode for 8K resolution, and accelerated ray tracing. In addition, it was reported that Trinity will have 30 WGP and 100
mountains,
18,000 mountains of memory. Today's leaked documents also confirmed.
Wait, I don't know if you're just joking because it seemed like you just went past it really quick. What is WGP?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's why I went past it.
Okay.
The leaked documents also confirmed today that rendering will be 45% faster than PS5. I don't get what this means, but 2 to 3 times ray tracing. Does that just mean 2 to 3 times better? Like I don't
how
even,
far it trace?
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
If they're saying just... Yeah, they're not saying 2 to 3 times better or more accurate. Just 2 to 3 times the ray trace. So I don't know if that just means
right. How
much they're capturing. Like, I don't know.
33.5 teraflops. Suck on that, Xbox.
What is theirs?
13 or something.
Oh, wow.
Or 17. Every time. I haven't had one of those in a while.
17.
PSSR, which is the PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution Upscaling, which is their upscaling solution to get stuff up to 4K. Support for resolutions up to 8K is planned for a future version. Custom machine learning architecture and AI accelerator supporting 300 tops of 8-bit computation and 67 teraflops of 16-bit floating points.
We need a new Cerny video. You can explain all this.
Insider Gaming, who has shared documentation from the developer portal under the condition that it's not shared publicly or privately, can also confirm the dev kits have been available to first-party studios since September of last year, third-party studios since January of this year, and from spring 2024, test kits will also be available, which will be identical to the final product. So that means we're going to see this thing pretty quick because somebody's going to take a picture of the test kit and leak it. Insider Gaming understands that the PS5 Pro is currently aiming for a tentative holiday 2024 release, but the date could be changed to the lack of first-party games released on the PS5 this year. So we know the specs. I am not smart enough to know what all those words mean and those numbers and all that. But when I've listened to other people and I've read stuff about this, I don't know that I'm all in like I thought I was going to be. Because there's something about the specs. It all comes down to, I don't know what CPU does versus the GPU, okay? The CPU is going to remain the same, exactly the same as it is in the PlayStation 5 for the PlayStation 5 Pro. I think that's because something that's like the basics for, like, so that games will work on both systems, they had to use the same CPU. The GPU is going to be better. However, The reason I was like, oh man, and who knows what when this finally gets announced and Digital Foundry gets their hands on it and all that, maybe I'll change my mind. I was excited for the Pro because I was like, every game at 4K 60, I assume, hell yes, I'll upgrade to that. I can sell mine, trade it in, whatever. But because the CPU is the same, Colin was talking about this on Sacred Symbols. It was more Dustin and Chris talking about it because they understand all this stuff. But basically, because the CPU is the same, and Digital Foundry has talked about this as well, we're not guaranteed that we're going to get 60 frames on everything. Because a lot of games are actually using, based on how the game is made, they're actually using the CPU to deliver the frame rate. I am saying this the wrong way. But basically, we're definitely going to get better looking games with the Pro, but we're not necessarily going to get better frame rates for all games, because games that are very CPU intensive instead of GPU, because that CPU is the same, the frame rate can't really improve. So like people are saying now, GTA 6 might not be 60 frames per second, even on the PS5 Pro when it launches. I doubt that, GTA 5, I know it's a 10-year-old game. It's pretty advanced, still, I would say. It's 60 frames, buttery smooth. I've never seen it drop a frame on PS5. Mm-hmm. I know PS6 looks way better. It looks beautiful. Whatever. I don't know.
PS6?
What did I say? Did I say 6?
You said PS6.
I meant GTA. California. Here we go. So I don't know. I wish they would just announce this stupid thing already. Sean, what are your thoughts on everything going on with the PS5 Pro?
I don't know what half of the stuff means. I want to know, like you said, like, do we get every game 4K 60? Do we get most? Like, there may be some exceptions, but I don't know. It's not... I'm way closer to getting this than I ever was to getting the PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
But if I need to trade in my PS5 and still pay $300 for, like, I have no idea how much this thing's going to cost.
It's going to cost
and how
$600.
Much the upgrade, like, I don't know. I don't know that it's worth that much to me because I don't have a problem. I've never once played a game on my PS5 in performance mode and been like,
ugh, it's ugly.
They all look beautiful. So I don't understand. I think a lot of this would just be lost on me. If somehow you can upgrade for like $200, okay. $300, I feel like I'm out. Unless something, yeah, when it officially gets released, you know, just blows my mind. But I don't know. I don't think I need this. I don't think anybody needs this.
No.
But
it is weird that the PS5, I get that it's 3.5 years old at this point. But we're already to the point where it's like we've maxed it out. Like Dragon's Dogma can't run 60 frames. Same with the Xbox Series. Like it can't run 60 frames. It's like, it's just weird that we're already at that point where it's like,
we shouldn't even be like, think back to the PS4 with, sorry, Last of Us Part 2. Like one of the last, well, I mean, they're still making games for PS4, but probably, I think it was the last big title.
Well, I think Ghost before came out a month after it.
Oh, really? Well, I mean, that too, but was even, also beautiful. Yeah. And it's like, they were still figuring out how to maximize that system right up until the PS5 came out.
And Last of Us Part 2 is still one of the best looking games I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's 4 years old at this point.
And I mean, I still think Demon's Souls is just beautiful.
Yeah. Like, and that ran at a beautiful 60 frames.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think I need this. I know I don't need it. I don't think I'm getting it, but we'll see.
I wish they would just announce it. But like Colin was saying on his podcast that like they can't really announce it because, you know, they just switched to the new model of PS5 with a detachable hard drive and all that. And they don't want that stock just like sitting there. If it's like, well, I can wait till September or October or whatever, and I can get a more powerful one for just $100 more, I can wait. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Especially since there's no first party games coming out. I don't know. PS5 Pro is obviously definitely real. And we will see what we see when we see. Oh, that's Jess's car. I thought it sounded like a laptop. Like your heart. I was like, what the hell? Speaking of the PS4, it sounds like your iPad is
chugging along.
All right, next up. This just came out yesterday, I think. But IGN, Jeff Keighley, and some other people actually got to play 5 to 6 hours of Judas. So this might not be for everybody, but I was like, when I saw this and I read through it, I was like, we need to make this a news item. This comes from VGC. New information on Judas, the next game from BioShock creator Ken Levine, has emerged. Levine's studio, Ghost Story Games, invited select media, including IGN and Jeff Keighley, to play the game for 5 to 6 hours, and both have now shared their thoughts on what they played. IGN's report calls the game, quote, a first-person, narrative-driven shooter that, from a moment-to-moment gameplay perspective, will feel similar to BioShock fans, end quote. Let me editorialize. Thank you. I mean, we assume, just based on the trailers, I was like, this is freaking BioShock.
Yeah.
The protagonist is the titular Judas, a formerly dead but now, quote-unquote, reprinted woman aboard a city-sized spaceship called the Mayflower. I'm sure that's I think just seeing that the name is the Mayflower, I'm like, I cannot freaking wait to see what they're doing with this game. The ship is transporting the last survivors of the human race from Earth to a new planet called Promia Centauri. Judas has interactions with the ship's three leaders, Tom, Nefertiti, and Hope. And the player has to decide which ones to help, because making one leader happy may upset another one in a structure Levine calls narrative Lego. So think of, because he's talked about this before, that like think of Lego as building blocks, and you how you build something with Lego is how he's approaching this story, that like you're going to take all these, you're going to make, it's not like games haven't done choice based, you know, stories before, but that's the thing he's really going for, is you're going to build the story like Legos. Jeff Keighley posted his first impressions in a video on Twitter, saying the game still feels like a BioShock game to some extent. Quote, all the things you'd expect in a BioShock game are there. There are hand powers, there's hacking, there's incredible cinematic moments, great characters, rich storyline. But there's something more going on behind the scenes, and this is something that's really hard to describe or showcase in a trailer, end quote. Man. Keighley also notes that the game is, quote, not done by any means, end quote, suggesting it may still be sometime before it's released. It was reported back in October 2020 that Levine's next game was entering the later stages of production. Blah, 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 blah. So that's just history about it. As I'm reading through this, and I was just talking about how there's not a lot to play, although I kind of want to go back and start playing Elden Ring so I can get ready for the DLC. This reminded me, I never played Infinite. I have the BioShock collection, and I didn't play 2 either, because I
played 1 and 2 more or less back to back.
Yeah.
And then I think I tried playing 3. I mean, Infinite back to back to back. It was enough of a departure from the first two that I'm like, I don't know. I was both kind of burnt out on BioShock, and also this is too different for me that I can't really grasp it. I liked it, and it seems it's beautiful. I like the setting, but like, I don't know. I think it was just too much to try to go essentially back to back to back with those three games. But yeah, I need to go back and give it another chance. Two is good. It's not as good as the first, but it's almost too similar with not as cool of a story. Like,
and that one wasn't Ken Levine. Like, he moved on to Infinite. They just made the sequel. And it's not that it's a bad game or anything.
No, I didn't think it was bad at all. But
it makes me think, like, I did try playing Infinite way back on PS3. Like, around the time when it first came out. I don't remember if they put out a demo or it was a PS Plus game or something. I don't know. No, it couldn't have been a PS Plus game because maybe it was on PS4. I don't know. I played like the first 30 minutes, and I had never even played the first BioShock. I knew Would You Kindly. I knew that stuff, but I had never played it. So I just didn't get into it, and I just was like, I don't want to play this. But now, having played BioShock, whatever it was now, a couple years ago, finally, and seeing all this for Judas, I'm like, BioShock Infinite is probably what I should go play. Because I didn't give it a fair chance. Because I didn't even get to the point where anything was really happening in the story.
No, I was still very much in the...
You're just walking around the city, and I'm like, okay, this is a Comstock dude. And when you're walking around, like, I remember there was like a festival or something, and it was boring. And I was like, this doesn't. I want to play it. But okay, so now we're talking about the past. Judas, what did you think about the previews there? What's your hype level? It's got to be next year.
I hope so. I'm pretty stoked for it. The only thing that gives me pause is, and I think I said this before, I hope this is more Bloodstained than the game that was kind of like Dead Space.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Mega Man. Callisto Protocol.
Callisto, where you've got the brains behind this awesome game goes off and creates basically a sequel, but not really a sequel. Symphony of the Night, or Bloodstained, nailed it. Callisto, not so much. This could be anywhere in that spectrum. I hope it's more on the Bloodstained side, and it seems like it is.
I think it has to be. With it being Ken Levine, he's not going to put up a brick.
Yeah. But no, I'm definitely hyped for it.
I think everything people have said about it just has me even more excited. If this, oh my God, if this is a next year game, if this is a 2025 game, hopefully it's not 26, but if it's a 25 game, although there's rumors now saying maybe GTA will get delayed.
Yeah.
We got GTA 6 next year, Judas, and a Switch 2 with a new 3D Mario game, and Death Stranding 2, which
Last of Us 3.
Doesn't go for you. No, they're nowhere ready to release that. GTA 6, I don't think it's going to get delayed. I mean, the friggin' 3, 5, whatever the game, 5, yeah, obviously, that's what comes
Silk before Song.
6.
Maybe.
Don't say that. Next year. It better not be. What the hell? They showed it 2019. It's been 5 years. I feel like the old lady. It's been 84 years. I don't know. Next year could be crazy. The last item on the news list, NPD/Circana sales results for the U.S. for February. So, software. This surprised me, but it didn't. Number one in video game sales in the U.S. was Helldivers 2.
That's impressive.
I'm so I haven't even played the game, but I'm just happy. First off, I can't believe we haven't yet we have not yet gotten the announcement that PlayStation's buying them.
Yeah, I'm sure it's coming.
Arrowhead, I think, is the studio, but like, I'm just so happy for them, and I just wonder what this means for all their live service stuff in the future, because it's just a $40 game. And they've said, now, with how popular it is, they probably wish they didn't say this, but they said all updates and everything in the future as we support this game are going to be free.
Yeah.
So it's not like you don't have to buy battle passes and stuff like that. I mean, there's some microtransactions in the game, I think, but I'm just happy for them. I'm happy everybody loves it. Number two, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Now, this came out literally the last day of February. It came out 29th. It came out on the leap day. And I don't remember when Helldivers... Oh, yeah, it was February 8th. So it had a three-week head start. I would assume by the end of March. Well, maybe not. Because Helldivers 2 is on PC also.
Yeah.
And 60% of their sales have come from Steam. Number three, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Number four, it finally came out. Skull and Bones debuts at number four.
I kind of forgot about it.
Came and went like a fart. It won't be in the top 10 next month. Number five, Tekken 8. Number six, Madden 24. It always blows my mind that after football season ends, people are still buying Madden.
Yeah.
Number seven, Suicide Squad killed the Justice League. Number eight, Final Fantasy VII Remake/Rebirth Twin Pack. Okay, so again, it wouldn't be enough to upset Helldivers, I don't think, because it was one day. But it's weird that that's two different listings. When I bought the game digitally, I bought the twin pack because I was like, I know I've got the game, so I could do the PS5 upgrade for free, I think, but I got it physically, so that means I've got to plug the disc in to play. I was like, screw this. It's $70 either way for Final Fantasy VII. So I was like, I'm going to get the twin pack. So man, if I want to go back and play Remake, I can go back and play Remake. Number nine, Persona 3 Reload. And number 10, Hogwarts Legacy. Once again, great job on the boycott, everybody. A few notes here. Helldivers 2 is now estimated to have sold over 8 million copies between Steam and PlayStation. As I said earlier, 60% of those sales so far are coming from Steam. It is also the best-selling game of 2024 so far. Now, it's only 2 months. That's probably the first really big release, I would say. As much as we love Prince of Persia, I can't say it's a big release.
Not even on there.
But it's the best-selling game of 2024, so that's good. And it is, quote, well ahead of Sony's sales expectations. Obviously. The fact that this game launched with, like, a server capacity of 200K, and it just kept growing and growing and growing. Like, they obviously had no idea how big this game was going to be. When it comes to consoles sold, PS5 leads again in units sold and dollars sold. Switch was second in units, but the Xbox Series was second in dollars sold, which is interesting. So I wonder if the Switch is finally starting to tail off. It's like, even the general public who aren't dorks like us have to know that, like, there's a new one coming.
I would think so, yeah.
Any thoughts on the sales results for February, Sean?
No, I mean, good for Helldivers. It sucks that Prince of Persia is nowhere to be found. But yeah, I fully expect Remake to be number one. Well,
Rebirth.
I mean, yeah, Rebirth. It should be.
What else comes out? What else has come out, Mark? Dragon's Dogma 2.
Yeah.
Princess Peach. That's not going to lead.
Ronin.
Oh, yeah, Rise of the Ronin, but that won't lead. Yeah, it might be Rebirth, or it might just be... Rebirth might drop to 2 or 3 and Call of Duty takes over again. Yeah. Even though that game apparently sucks. Yeah. All right, Sean. That's the end of the news, but it's time to get to the longest wrap-up we've ever had.
Aye, aye.
Exactly. This is concerning. Sony has reportedly paused production of PSVR 2 until they can sell through the backlog of units available.
Just do... I like it. But do something with it. Give us something to play on it. Well, like, I would gladly... It's still plugged in. Yeah. I never unplugged it. I can strap it on anytime I want. But, like, give me a reason. Put some VR games on stupid PS Plus.
I cannot believe they still... I still can't believe they haven't done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They... I did see that... Nope, completely lost my train of thought. Oh, there's only been... This thing's been on sale now for over a year. PlayStation has only published 2 games on it. This is going to turn into another Vita. And I don't know what to do to save it. And I know people that love PSVR 2 will tell you there's lots of games on there, but they're not games for me yet. Like, I want the... I don't know.
They have to do Astrobot 2.
Yes.
I would think Alex. I would like to think Alex.
I would like to as well, but I'm not going to...
Give us a... I mean, no, it's not PlayStation, but make a... What's it called? Super Hot 2. I'd be all over that. I don't know.
I wonder if we're going to get... If PSVR 2 is going to get the VR update for Power Wash. Because it's on
MetaQuest. That would be fun. Oh, it is?
Yeah. It'd be fun at least to just that try seems it like out.
A game that is made for yes. VR. Like,
it's so relaxed. You don't have to stand up. You just sit and you're like, wow, I'm really... This is so much fun.
You basically are just power washing. Just
right.
Go outside and power wash.
Exactly. The previously announced Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra got its first story trailer. Did we know the name of the game was Rise of Hydra before? Did we just...
I don't think so. That sounded new to me.
Or did they just tell us it was a Captain America Black Panther game?
Okay. I think that.
So this is the game that's written by Amy Hennig. It's coming from Skydance New Media. It's starring Captain America, Steve Rogers, Black Panther, but because this is set in 1943, it's T'Challa's grandfather, which I think is super cool. A soldier from the U.S. named Gabriel Jones and Nanali, which sounds like Nanaki or however you say his name, the leader of the Wakandan spy network. I didn't watch this trailer. I just saw screenshots of it, and I thought it looked pretty, but then I heard people saying, like, this is beautiful.
Like, it looks this is like, as close to real... Like,
yeah, the facial animations I heard was like, this is unlike anything you've seen before.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
My only issue, and it happened with the stupid Avengers game, it happens anytime you try to do something with these well-established characters. I'm like...
That's not my Captain America.
That's not Chris Evans. He looks like a doofus. I'm like, yeah. He doesn't even look cool.
The
like,
suit he just looks stupid.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. That'll take some getting used to. But
I can't remember if we talked about this on the last episode. Now I'm starting to think we did, but whatever. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Unleashed is out this year. They've finally showed off with Game Informer. They showed off some screenshots. I don't think there's been a video that we haven't actually seen the gameplay yet, though. Just pictures, right?
I think so, yeah.
That makes me nervous.
Yeah.
But it is out this year. They're calling it a 3D action platformer, and it is set after the events of the Mutant Mayhem movie. Triple M, the leader of WWE Creative. So I'm excited about that. Konami released their first Metal Gear Solid Legacy series video with David Hayter narrating, covering the short history of the series. And remember, they announced this a few weeks ago or months ago or something at this point. I don't even remember. But they're going to go through Metal Gear with David Hayter. Like, they're clearly ramping up this. And the next video is going to cover Metal Gear Solid, Delta, Snake Eater. I'm starting to think this might actually come out this year. They might actually get it out in November for the 20th anniversary.
It better. I drafted it.
Oh, yeah, you did. Well, and remember, Sony had like a highlight video or whatever that said games coming in 2024, and they showed it.
Yeah.
And they called out the name. Like, it's not like they just showed it by mistake. They actually said Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater. What do we call it?
Just, I mean, it's Mario Day. But March, it's stylized 10th. As yeah. March 10th.
We got some announcements. So the aforementioned Paper Mario Thousand Year Door is out May 23rd. Sorry, Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is out June 27th. Dr. Mario, Mario Golf, and Mario Tennis for Game Boy and Game Boy Color are out now on Switch Online. And it was announced, the most obvious thing in the world, the Mario movie is getting a sequel, and it will be out in April of 2026. Yes, Sean?
Going back one.
Okay.
The Delta.
Yes.
I can't remember if we've talked about this. Do you think there's any chance they do a Final Fantasy VII remake kind of thing with this? Or do you think it will be a true just...
No. It'll be the same. Something about... at some point, they did say why they chose Delta. But to me, Delta just means change.
Right.
But what they said is they're not doing... They're using all the original voice recordings. They're trying to do a one...
That's
to,
right.
Yeah, they're doing a one-to-one remake.
Oh, yeah.
Are you disappointed by that? You sounded disappointed.
I don't know. I think it'd be cool. It would be cool to not know, but... I think you're probably right. There's probably almost no chance.
Yeah. And they've said that they're going to gauge how this does to see what they want to do with other remakes. I call bullshit. You're already working on Metal Gear Solid 1 remake. It's almost been confirmed, I think. So, yeah. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Larian has announced they're moving on from Baldur's Gate 3 to, quote, make a new thing. So there will be no DLC, no expansions, or a sequel coming from Larian. I guess there's been issues with whoever it is that holds the rights to the Dungeons and Dragons stuff, that they're a pain in the butt to deal with. And they're like, you know what? We made one of the best games ever. We're done. We're moving on. We're going to do something new.
Wait, what's the relation to Dungeons and Dragons?
That's what Baldur's Gate is all about, is Dungeons and Dragons, but an RPG.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I mean, I don't get it, but...
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't really mean much to me, but...
I'm just going based on what is reported. I don't know nothing about it. We talked on the last episode, I think, that it was announced that Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, is going to be getting a lot of support after release, but now we know what that roadmap looks like. Warrior's Path is the first update coming for free later this month, which will include a speedrun mode, permadeath mode, and new outfits for Sargon. Spring 2024 will bring a free boss rush mode along with other new costumes. In summer 2024, we're going to get the update called Divine Trials, which will add new combat, platforming, and puzzle challenges, as well as new amulets, which I think is cool, and outfits. And then later, sometime in 2024, we are going to get story DLC, which I think is super cool. That will not be free. Good for them. They should charge money. I love this freaking game. I don't know how much of this stuff I'm going to do.
I don't care about the first two. The third one, that could be fun to check out the challenges and stuff.
That could be cool.
But yeah, I mean, I could definitely see. This is a DLC I could actually see getting.
Yeah.
I mean, I already got Final Fantasy 16. I'm going to get Elden Ring. I might get this. But usually I'm not big on DLCs.
My problem, I just remembered this, is that I started the PS4 version because I was like, I'm going to play through it again on there on easy and get the platinum. And now I just remembered, now I've just got like a few trophies in it and it's just sitting out there. Damn it. but yeah, good for that. I love this game. I'm glad it's doing well. I'm glad it did great critically at least, and it did well enough commercially. Makes me happy. Phil Spencer has said, we got some Xbox updates here. Phil Spencer said that their multi-platform brand pivot, as he's calling it, was due to habits of Generation Z and them wanting to play wherever they want. Okay. Old man yelling at clouds. Phil Spencer also said he wants other digital storefronts like Epic Game Store to come on Xbox. He basically said, if you have a PC, it's not like you just have a PC... like a Windows game store. You have Epic, you have Steam, you have whatever you want. Battle.net, if that's still a thing. All that stuff.
Yeah.
Another report came out. The publishers are reportedly questioning their support for Xbox due to the flatlining sales in Europe. A major company who released a big game last year was quoted at GDC as saying, quote, I don't know why we bothered supporting it, the Xbox version.
Oof.
Yeah. It's reported that Microsoft will be bringing the quote-unquote majority of Xbox games to PS5 at some point. So they're basically like, why put any third-party games on Xbox at this point? If, like, nobody buys our games there because everybody just has Game Pass. Like, why even put the work in? It's not good. Not good, Xbox. Like, I still don't think anything's going to happen unless Microsoft just says, you know what, we're out. But I don't think it's going to come to that. But also, it does look more likely like Xbox is working on a handheld device. Phil Spencer was asked about it, and all he said was, I've got my list of things that we should go and do. Great idea. I seriously hope Sony's doing the same thing. If I could get a Vita 2 that is basically like a Steam Deck, but not as bulky, and I can play any PS4 game on it, hell yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
It would be like when we got the Nomad, and all of a sudden we want to play all our Genesis games again. I would go and play old PS4 games that I've got just to be like...
Yeah, if you can access all your PS Plus stuff, like, I would be all about that.
All your digital library, it'd be awesome. Oh, you know what that reminded me? Dust and Elysian Tale. We've talked about this game, but it was forever ago. Do you know what this is?
I remember the name, but I don't remember anything about
it. It's a Metroidvania, but I got it for free on PS Plus in like 2014, way before I actually realized how good Symphony of the Night was and that I liked Metroidvania games. After Lost Crown and stuff, I started thinking about it, and I was like, I looked up, I think I've already got like 20% of the trophies. I would obviously have to just start it over at this point because I haven't played it in 10 years. It's a doable platinum in one game, one playthrough, and I'm like, you know what? That might be fun to go back and revisit
because I've got it in the library. What did that release on?
PS4.
I wonder if that's on the PS Plus.
It might have been on PS3 also. It might have been a cross-gen game. But I think I want to go back and play that. Also, a new Xbox dev kit has been certified in South Korea. People are saying that this could be the new Series X model that was in all the leaks during the trial. That'll be like, look like an Amazon Echo instead of a fridge, and it'll be the 2 terabyte model is what people are thinking it could be. Oh, I put this in here because I wanted you to see it. You don't know what to play. Cyberpunk 2077 this weekend is getting a free 5-hour trial on Xbox and PlayStation. You don't have to have PS Plus. You don't have to have Games with Gold or whatever it's called now. Five-hour trial. This game's awesome. And then if you want to keep playing it, then you can just take my disc and, you know, keep playing.
Did you ever beat it?
No.
No.
I mean, I got all the way to the last mission and then something else
came out. Was that a little bit of a burp there?
No. Oh. Did it just sound funny? No, I'm just mad. I'm mad at myself that I didn't go back and beat it, but I friggin' loved it.
I might check that out.
Yeah. Dust Golem, who's a very reliable leaker on Twitter, has said that Resident Evil 9 may actually be open world. I don't like this. I don't like this. It doesn't. Why? The open world trend is over. No, you nailed it with 7. You nailed it with 8. Just finish this trilogy with another first person game. Show us what the hell actually happened at the end of 8 and the person that's walking with the car, you know, and it's like they hacked it and they're like, oh my gosh, this is that person. You know what I mean?
I think it could work if they don't go crazy with it. And like, Resident Evil doesn't need to have a huge map. Like, no. It can be open world, but like, just rein it in a little bit. It doesn't need to be huge, but...
But that's kind of what Village was.
I was going to say, there's parts that are open world. Like,
I mean, still Metroidvania-ish, but like, you can go back and revisit all, like...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that would be a crazy departure. Just, it shouldn't be huge.
Yeah.
I don't need to fast travel in my Resident Evil. Exactly. If you have fast travel in it, it's too something's big. Going you screw wrong. Something yeah. up.
Stellar Blade is getting a demo this Friday, March 29th. I'm going to download that and play it. The funny thing, though, is... First off, I'm going to be very uncomfortable playing it around my family. With this big booty, big booby girl. Just like every camera angle, it's just, here's her ass. The funny thing, though, this went up early. Did you see this? This went up early 2 or 3 weeks ago. Wario tweeted like, all of a sudden there's a Stellar Blade demo. Go out and get it while you can. I downloaded it. I never ended up even trying to play it because he said like 30 minutes later, he was like, You can't play it. Sony's already taken it off the store, and they won't. It you can't even play it on your PlayStation, so there was no point. But are you going to check this out?
Probably, yeah.
Because this is one game that actually, now that I think about it, before Thousand Year Door.
When does it actually come out?
Middle of next month, I think.
Okay. I would definitely. I'll definitely check out the demo. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as buying it, unless I love the demo, it's going to be one of those. Let's see what the reviews are. But if I love the demo, I might just say, okay, who cares what her outfit is? I might just go ahead and get this. So yeah, Fatal Fury, City of the Wolves finally got their announcement trailer, the first look at the game. It's out early 2025. I should learn my lesson from buying Street Fighter VI that I don't need this game. But man, there's something about Fatal Fury that I just love so much.
Is there anything, I mean, is it just a straight 2D fighting game? I mean, did they try to do other stuff like Street Fighter VI did, where they've got different game mode, or it's just...
They haven't really... All they've seen... We've seen Terry Bogard, and we saw Rock Howard, I think. Yeah, Geese Howard's kid, who was in Garou, you know, Mark of the Wolves. And now this is City of the Wolves. I just realized that. And we see them fighting, and you can tell it's gameplay, but you don't see like the HUD, you don't see any of this. It's kind of like a story trailer almost. But it looks so good. It looks as good as 2D 2.5D fighters can look, is what I would say.
Better than 6?
I would say equal to 6.
Yeah,
of course the Lakers beat us. Friggin' Rui Hachimura, 32, whatever.
Isn't it Rue?
He pronounces it Rui.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I just thought it was a Rue.
Ghost of Tsushima. No sleep. Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut is coming to PC, which was obvious. James drafted this without this being announced. Good job, James. It's coming to PC on May 16th. Nixus is doing it, so hopefully we will not have a Last of Us Part 1 situation on our hands. Sea of Stars is adding single player plus mode, is what they're calling it, which is actually three player couch co-op. They said you can do like team up, like, you know how one of the things I loved about Sea of Stars was the timing with everything, and you can do that with your co-op buddies and stuff too. I think it's super cool. I kind of wish it would have just launched with this so we could have played it some.
Yeah,
it
at this together. Point it's going to be tough to go back and,
yeah,
especially after all, I've already got the platinum. I'm right. Like, I love the game. I think I'm done, but I think it's a really cool idea.
Yeah. They did announce also that Sea of Stars has now been played by 5 million people. That's awesome. You got to remember, though, as much as I love that game, it launched on PS Plus and Game Pass.
Yeah.
But they still sold a boatload of copies, which is awesome. WB announced that even though Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League sucked and crashed and burned, they're going to be doing more live service games in the future.
I'm good.
What are we doing? What are we doing? You've got Rocksteady. Akuma, it was announced, is coming to Street Fighter VI this spring. He looks weird. He's like old looking now. Did you see anything from him? He looks weird. Summer Games Fest has been dated. It will be out. It will be televised. It'll be shown. It's happening Friday, June 7th, is what I'm trying to say. Resident Evil 4 Remake came out just over a year ago, and it was announced by Capcom. It has now sold 7 million copies. Hell yeah. That's awesome.
It is, but it just still seems so low.
I know, but... Oh, yeah, like, it is on PS4 also, so yeah, that does seem kind of low.
And nothing against Rebirth. I love it. But, like... Well, I guess we don't... Do we know how much it sold?
No.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of...
They haven't announced numbers, so I'm thinking of
Helldivers, but, like... Helldivers outsold Resident Evil. Like, I just... Not that against Helldivers either, but, like... 7 million for a game that is a perfect remake of what was nearly a perfect game. Like, mm-hmm. I don't understand what you people are spending your money on.
Yeah. I think it's going to end up being the best-selling Resident Evil game ever, though. I think to this point, 6 is still the best selling. Like, I don't think Village or 7 beat it, which is, yeah, it makes no sense. But the series for Resident Evil, and there's been so many releases, there's been so many games, so many re-releases, so many everything, remakes, everything. The series is now over 154 million units sold.
Wow.
It was also announced by Capcom. The Monster Hunter World has passed 25 million copies sold. It's Capcom's highest-selling single title of all time. I'm fading. And the Monster Hunter series is now over 97 million units sold. Lies of P has reached 7 million players. Like I said, with Sea of Stars, it is on Game Pass, so that influenced it a lot. But
I predict players. That will be on PS Plus by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And that's when I will play it.
Yep. Wolong Fallen Dynasty. I didn't remember this game came out a year ago. To me, I was like, this just came out in like November.
Yeah.
But it's had 5 million players since its release a year ago. Final Fantasy 16, the Rising Tide DLC is out April 18th. I still never played the first DLC. I need to, I think.
I'm pretty sure I already bought this. I bought it. So I'm like, meh. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. But
this next one, I didn't even know this was happening, if this was already announced. The Myst sequel, Riven, whatever it was back in the day. Riven. Is getting a remake, and it's coming out this year, and it's in Unreal Engine 5. That sounds like a dream come true. Are you kidding me? Like, the original game was pretty enough. Myst was pretty enough for the time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. What was the game? Uluru It Is? What was that game?
Uluru It Is.
Last Eden or something
Lost
like that?
Eden.
Lost Eden. So now that I know this is coming, I'm like, okay, I need to actually remember that this is coming and check it out. System Shock Remake. It's already out on PC, but it's finally coming out on console, on PlayStation and Xbox on May 21st. Actually, that's another game I might want to get because that's the predecessor of BioShock.
Yeah.
Now, it's not. I don't think Ken Levine did System Shock. Actually, let's see. We got time. System Shock. 1994 first-person shooter directed by Doug Church and produced by Warren Spector. Wow, that's a name from the past. Okay, never mind. So I don't know if I'll get it or not. I only put this in here for one reason, but V Rising is getting Legacy of Castlevania crossover DLC out May 8th, and it's coming to PlayStation at some point this year, so I assume it'll get the Legacy of Castlevania thing. Remember whatever the last show was, the State of Play or whatever? They were showing this game. I was like, oh my God, this is like a top-down Castlevania? This is awesome. I didn't know V-Rising was a thing, but it's just funny to me that now it's getting crossover DLC with Castlevania. What are you looking at?
I was trying to find Uluru It Is, but there's videos from the game, but apparently nobody else found that part.
As memorable as we did. And it says, as the description of this, you must defeat Simon Belmont to unlock the whip and get new combat abilities.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's just funny because when I saw this, not knowing what V Rising was before they announced, but before they showed what the name of the game was, I was like, oh my God, like I said, it's Castlevania.
Time out. Uluru It Is.
Why is this guy commenting? What was that game even? Was it like a Myst? Was it just a point and click thing?
Yeah.
This one's funny to me. The editor-in-chief has resigned from Kotaku because Kotaku's parent company is like, y'all just need to make guides. Like, no one likes you. Just make guides. I hate Kotaku. I cannot wait for them to die. And obviously, it's coming pretty quickly. Yeah. There's a Watch Dogs movie in the works with female lead Sophie Wilde. I've never heard of her before, but good for them. I almost kind of want to go back and give Legion a chance again because now they fixed the screen tearing and all that was driving me nuts. No. But I still don't know about the whole play is anybody thing. I don't know why they did that, but you know, the video game movie craze has jumped the shark when Margot Robbie announces that a Sims movie is coming. What?
I think it's going to be very Barbie-esque. Yeah. Very meta, like it's them, but they realize that they're just living in a simulation. Like,
why did I just get thrown in a pool with no ladder and now I'm drowning?
I could see it. I think if it's done right, it could be cool.
They have to do it like that. Otherwise, it's just life.
It's just life, yeah.
It's just a Seinfeld episode or something.
Yeah.
Switch Online Expansion Pass is getting F-Zero Maximum Velocity from the Game Boy Advance on March 29th. I'd never heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
Looks cool, but I don't have the expansion pass. This is already announced, and all these games are already out. But since we were off, I want to cover it now. PS Plus extra games for March. NBA 2K24, the Kobe edition, which is awesome. Midnight Suns, Marvel's turn-based strategy game. Resident Evil 3, the remake. Dragon Ball Z, Kakarot. Lego DC Super Villains, and some other games. What? Did I say rock?
Yes.
Kakarot. PS Plus premium games for March include Jak and Daxter, The Lost Frontier, Yes, that's not a typo. It's the Lost Frontier. Cool Borders.
What is that?
Huh?
What is that?
I don't know. It was a PS Plus Jack and Daxter game. PS it's like Plus? The only... Oh, God almighty. PSP.
But does it... Is it like the other games, or is it some weird, like...
I have no idea.
Okay.
All I know is, why are they only putting, like, PSP games on this premium service? Do you still have that? Did you renew?
No, I downgraded.
Okay. Cool Borders, which I remember playing Cool... That was PS1, right? It was before Tricky, I think.
Yeah.
That might have been... Was that on N64 also? Or it Saturn? Might have been. I feel like we've...
It sounds it familiar, house. But I don't know if I just... Yeah. Remember the title, but...
The Phoenix Wright Trilogy and some more games. And just today, PS Plus Essential Games were announced for April, and this is a really good month. Immortals of Avium. Minecraft Legends and a game called Skull, the Hero Slayer. I want to try Immortals of Avium. If you don't know what this is the first-person shooter, quote-unquote shooter, magic shooter game that came out last year from EA. Colin swears by it, says it's a great game.
When I first saw that, I was like... Because I thought that, and I don't know which one I'm getting it confused with.
Avowed?
No. I thought it was a PSVR game. What's the game? Is it John? Who else has the PSVR? Is it John?
Yeah.
There's some game that he talks about that's like it's a lot of first person games, but like. I can't remember. But anyways, I think I'm getting it confused with that. But when I first saw... I mean, as soon as I saw the title, I remember thinking, that's a game I wanted to play. But my first thought was, oh, it's a PSVR 2 game. And it's not. But it is still a game I want to play. Or at least try.
I at least want to give it a shot, play it for a few hours. And if it's quote-unquote free, I might as well.
Yeah.
That's it for this episode of the Two-Player Co-op Podcast, episode 352. Bye. We are so happy to be back. Thank you all so much for being here. I do have to say, since we're recording this late in the week, I'm guessing we won't do a podcast next week unless the Switch 2 gets announced tomorrow or something.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Do we want to, as a bonus episode or just something to do next week, do...
Oh, WrestleMania.
Mania predictions.
Yes.
And we can see if Derek or Jason or anybody wants to join. I don't know, but I could be fun. Or we can see if Dustin's available. Maybe he'll come on.
We could call Nick.
Ernie.
I'm sure he would love to come on. Jackass. That's it for this episode. Bye, guys. Oh, wait, no. Sean, until the next time. Oh. Take us out.
Thank you for playing.